Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Tape Podcast. It's your boy Ramiz, and I'm going to be going solo once again for this Wednesday, May 22nd, sleep of just one game. It'll be the single showdown with Dallas at the Minnesota Timberwolves, of course, coming off the Game 7 win against the retaining champion? Is that the word? Sorry, having a brain fart, but yeah. Essentially being the champions of last year. And I was not expecting this. But this is going to be a pretty interesting series. Of course, top tier entertainment. You're getting Luka on one side, you're getting Anthony Edwards on the other. Overall, it's been really amazing on the West side. As we're speaking, Indiana has choked that game one lead that they had towards the end of the game. Celtics winning in overtime. And let's dive straight into it. But before I dive straight into it, BetOnline is a proud sponsor of the NBA DFS podcast. It's your number one source for the NBA NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are being played. And especially when the game's over, you can head on over to the online casino and get in the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get an action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, which is BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Check it out. Now, let's dive straight into it. Starting off with the game over and under. Mavericks Timberwolves was predicted to be around 208, with Minnesota predicted to be met for. Of course, they are playing at home, so I'm guessing that's the home advantage that they're predicting. Why stop there? Let's keep on going because we got a main name, one captain, and the five utility players. And should I tell you how I'm thinking about this game? So it makes things easier. I'm thinking this game is going to be Minnesota, all Minnesota, to be honest with you. I think Minnesota is going to come up with this energy, the momentum that they have right now. They got to be feeling like they're on top of the world. Beating the champions, beating the MVP, beating Jamal Murray, who has been a nuisance for almost every team in the playoffs. Minnesota's got to be feeling some type of way coming at home. I think that crowd atmosphere is going to be crazy. I think the defense is going to be top notch. I think I wouldn't be surprised if you see Minnesota make the finals. But then again, Dallas has also shown why they can make the finals as well. But of course, Dallas has had the mix of both sides, I guess. I mean, I was going to say they have faced an inexperienced team, but they also did face quite an experienced team in the Clippers. And I guess now you're facing another inexperienced team, but this team doesn't seem like it. I mean, I think there's a vast difference when you're comparing both Minnesota and OKC. It's going to be quite a different game style that's going to be played. And I think it's not to say that Dallas are going to struggle the whole series, but I do think in the first game, I think they will have a struggle a bit just to see what works and what doesn't work, especially because the big men, Gafford and Lively, have been so great, especially in that series against Chet, where they're able to still do their things without having any interruption per se. And they've got against Zubac too, was pretty solid big as well. But now you're talking about Rudy Gobert, quality talents, and Naz Reid, who have been an excellent, excellent big man rotation for Minnesota. We've all seen them guard Jokic, and Jokic was still getting his numbers, but they did as good of a job as anyone could really do in the NBA. And now you're going against these big men. I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how the game plays out. But like I said, I'm going to be favoring Minnesota in this matchup. And therefore, my captain is Anthony Edwards at 17,100. Anthony Edwards coming off a bad game. Bad game against Denver, efficient-wise. Still was able to get you 7 assists and 8 rebounds, but was 6 for 24 and 2 for 10 for 3. Now, of course, this was a road game, and there's a vast difference between how he plays on the road and how he plays at home, and especially going against Dallas, who I think will have that, like I said, adjustment period. And with Kyrie, Luka, or even Josh Green, or even Tim Hardaway Jr., Derrick Jones Jr. is probably the guy you're going to expect to guard Anthony Edwards, but Anthony Edwards was being guarded by Aaron Gordon and KCP, and that wasn't really affecting his numbers too much. But like I said, I think defensively, Dallas might be lacking the ability that players at Denver had. So I think Anthony Edwards should be having a much, much more comfortable game. And like I said, he will be playing in Minnesota. On to the next one. Even though I'm predicting Minnesota will go Minnesota's route in terms of the players and this, the win is going to go towards Minnesota. I still got Luka. Luka at 13,200. A player who has been continuously getting 60 fantasy points. And I know a lot of people are going to have him as captain, but like I said, I kind of went with a different play. I want Edwards as my captain because I think Edwards is going to have one of those 60-plus DK fantasy point nights as well. So having Anthony Edwards and then Luka as well, who should be able to get his numbers regardless of how he shoots efficiently. I mean, he is the system. He is the engine of that Mavericks team. He's one of those guys who the difference between him and Kyrie is that when Kyrie doesn't shoot efficiently, it's always tough for him to get involved in the game. Whereas Luka, even if he's not shooting efficiently, he still is able to show you his presence, his impact on that court. So 13,200 solid price tag for me. And yeah, I'm going with it. Then I'm going to go for is the second best player was a key factor in this Denver Nuggets series. And that's not Gobert. It's Conley Towns. Conley Towns, the main guy who was guarding Jokic. And man, he's been quite a different player from his past playoff seasons. Of course, one with Jimmy Butler and one last year. He's been a whole lot confident. He's been a lot more braver and just, I feel like, believing in himself. I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but like he's been having these games where like he sometimes doesn't shoot efficiently, but he still has a positive impact. Like that game against game six, 4-for-10 for shooting, 0-for-4 from three, but still 13 rebounds, 5 assists. This last game only had 14 shots, shot 1-for-6, but was still getting you 12 rebounds, got you 2 steals. And was still being aggressive and, well, like I said, was guarding Jokic throughout the whole series. So this is a whole different Towns. I think against the Dallas team, PJ Washington was getting away with guarding Jalen Williams and Ludor, but Towns could be a lot more of a tougher matchup for PJ Washington or for Daniel Gafford. I think he's going to put them in uncomfortable situations. And like I said, he's been able to impact the game in rebounding as well, so you can expect him to also have an impact in that area too. Moving on to another big man of Minnesota, and it's Naz Reid. I'm going off a lot of Minnesota players, especially the big men. I think the Minnesota big men are key to how they play. Just the versatility that especially Naz Reid brings. Plays 22 minutes, but he does a lot in those minutes. I feel like at a 4,400 solid price, knowing that he will be a player you're expecting to see at other court when there's alongside one of Gobert and Towns, and he just plays his role exceptionally well. Of course, there's sometimes where you're hoping you can have another one of those games against Denver where he was absolutely insane. But in general, if he can just get comfortable, hit his shots, have a great rebounding game, and so be having another one of those 30 DK fantasy point nights.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Next up, I'm going for a couple of cheapies on the Dallas side, and that's Tim Hardaway Jr. At 3,000. Of course, spending high on Luka and Towns can leave you low on money, but I like these types of picks mainly because they're kind of those low risk, high reward type picks where, yes, Tim Hardaway Jr. can have a really bad night, but on a good night, he could have you 20 plus DK fantasy points. Only priced at 3,000, so it's allowing me to, like I said, buy Towns, buy Luka. And so I'm willing to take the chance that in a match where I think you feel like will be orchestrated towards stopping Luka, stopping Kyrie, Tim Hardaway Jr. should be able to get his shots. And of course, he doesn't shy away from that. And honestly, just have the opportunity, I want to say, to go off. Of course, I'm not going to say he will go off, but he will definitely have those shots. He definitely will have those looks in order to do so. And last, I'm going with Josh Green at 2,800. Obviously, I would say he's not really a defender that will bother Anthony Edwards, but he is a defender regardless. He's been, him and Derek Jones Jr. have been the threes for this Mavericks team. Of course, sometimes when Jones is not hitting his three, then you're going to see Josh Green at that game. Of course, Derek Jones Jr. was someone who I was looking at. He's been all around solid as well, but he is 5,000, and I think he might have a lot more ownership. Therefore, I'm going with Josh Green, knowing that he has a better shot, and maybe he is a lot more quicker on his feet, so maybe to go with someone like that for speed and athleticism to try to match Edwards. But yeah, similar in terms of Tamari Trudy, that he will get a lot of looks. He's going to hit those corner shots for sure. Take those corner shots, not hit those. We don't know that, of course. But like I said, I think he will have good looks, and he will have opportunity to have a great day. That about wraps up our picks. Yep. Quick pod, of course. This was a quick pod. Hope you guys enjoyed. I do want to mention to you guys the NBA DFS podcast, which is priced at $6 per month. The NBA Fantasy Class, by me, you get daily streams, you get recaps, and you get Discord access to the pros. Only for $2 extra, you get the All-Star package, which is $8, and it not only includes the NBA, but includes the NFL and the MLB as well. And for $5, when you can get a DFS Pass, which provides you a DFS delivery, pickups daily, and Discord access as well. All around great passes. Check them out at sportpixel.com to find out about more information. And hope you guys enjoy. If you want to talk to me about hoops or footy, you can hit me on Twitter at @2nice_nice_. Yeah, hit me up. Tell me who you think is going to win the finals, who's going to win the chip all around. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. I'll catch you guys this upcoming Friday for that slate. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope y'all win some big money. Goodbye.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.